For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Ever been arrested for smoking? Well, in Canada, they're examining that subject very closely, or at least they're trying to. This comes to us from pot-tv.net.
The Liberals need opposition support to pass the bill, but conservative justice critic Vic Taves warns it could hurt economic ties with the United States. You just know that W will bring it up when he and Paul Martin sit down for a chat whenever the president decides to head north for a visit. We're joined now by Superintendent Ken Bond of the Hamilton Police and Canada's Prince of Pot, Mark Emery. Mark, does the bill tabled this week go far enough for you?
Oh, it's all about the punishment. It's all about demonizing us with a $250 million propaganda campaign. Our growers of marijuana, wonderful people, are facing sentences of up to 14 years in jail for growing 50 or more plants. Everybody grows more than 50 plants.
Wait, so your answer is yes? No,
oh,
it hasn't gone far enough?
It's a terrible bill, and you guys in the media shouldn't call it a decriminalization bill.
What should we call it?
We should call it a more punishment for the pot smokers bill. That's all these things are about, the drug driving bill. It's all about attacking pot smokers and taking away their right to drive.
Uh-huh. And Ken, would you like to respond to that?
Well, I think if you look around the world and you look at the liberal countries of the world, they all have some form of impaired under drugs charges and legislation, training for police officers to be able to identify people who are impaired by drugs. So, you know, that's the way the world goes.
Mark, I want you to clarify. Are you saying that you don't think that drug smokers who are impaired should be penalized?
Oh, I think people who are impaired should be taken off the road, but marijuana smokers aren't impaired. I smoke every day of my life, drive my car, never had an accident ever in my whole life.
But you are impaired. If you're under the influence of a narcotic, of pot, of alcohol, you're impaired when you get behind the wheel.
Impairment's evidentiary. If you're driving poorly, you're impaired. If you're not driving poorly, you're not impaired. I've never driven poorly in my life, and yet I smoke marijuana every day. Marijuana will make you a better driver. It makes you more thoughtful, more conservative, more defensive. All the things we value in a good driver.
Maybe you, but you're talking about the masses, and I don't think everybody who smokes pot can get behind the wheel of a car and drive without some sort of impairment.
But the proof should be on the impairment, not what's in your body. We go down a very bad path when we determine that what's in your body is a determination of impairment. Impairment is that you're driving poorly. Your privilege on the road extends to the fact that you have to drive properly when you're driving. I always drive properly. I should not be punished because I smoke marijuana.
To me, the real question boils down to, are we going to judge people by their possessions? What's in their safe? What's in the trunk? What's in the glove box? What's in their pocket? What's in their brain? Does it really matter? Should we not judge people by their actions? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.